Hello and welcome to the International Soccer Preview by Soccer Files Canada. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Connor. And today we will be having a look at the African Cup 2021 squad for Egypt.
Right. All right. Let us go down. So for YouTube viewers, we have a very simple graphic where you can actually look at the names of the players. You can see them. And for audio listeners, we'll try to repeat the name three or four times over the course of the podcast so that you become familiar with them. So let's begin with the manager, who is Carlos Queiroz. Carlos Queiroz.
Yeah, he's managed a couple different national teams, Portugal at the 2010 World Cup, and Iran at the 2018 World Cup. He would most recently manage Colombia before moving to Egypt in 2021.
Right. And as far back as 2002, he was the manager of South Africa. So he's sure been around for a long time. And obviously, I don't think they'll be changing that before the tournament begins. So we'll consider him a definite.
Yeah.
And among goalkeepers now, we have a definite in Mohamed El Shenawy. We think he'll be definite because he played all nine games in 2021. And I'll just point out here that we're not including the Arab Cup when we give these their nine games in 2021. So it doesn't include the Arab Cup. Mohamed El Shenawy.
Right, so he's been with the national team since 2018 and has 28 caps in that time. And he currently plays his football with Al Ahly in Egypt, one of many players, actually, that plays in the Egyptian league.
Right. And, yeah, he's a bit of a latecomer there. He first showed up for the 2018 World Cup and started games one and two and was replaced in game three, if you remember, by the oldest goalkeeper ever to play, Essam Al Hadari. And then he was a starter in 2019 too. So he must have joined the team when he was about 28 years old, eh, Connor?
Yeah, that looks about right.
Yeah, 33 now. Okay, moving on, we have a likely candidate in Mohamed Abu Ghabal. And he had played two of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for five others.
Yeah, he's been with the team since 2011, but only has two caps to his name. So more of a backup position, it seems. And he plays with Zamalek in Egypt.
Right. 32 years old. So just a year younger than El Shenawy. And the other candidates we have are possible but unlikely. So I'll just mention the name Mahmoud Ganesh. And he played one of their games in 2021 and was the backup in 2019, but seems to be off the squad. And then Ahmed Nasser El Shenawy, same game as the goalkeeper we consider likely, but this El Shenawy last appeared in the 2019 African Cup, where he was a backup keeper, but he did start in 2017 for the African Cup. Do you want to add anything about those players?
No, both play in Egypt, as again we'll see for a lot of the players. So, yeah, those are the candidates for the goalkeeping position. Should we go through who made it?
I think we're going to have to bring in someone here because they're bringing three or most teams four keepers. So we don't seem to have enough. So let's see what transpired.
Well, Egypt are, in fact, bringing four keepers, but it's only two people on our list that made it. So that's Mohamed El Shenawy, who we consider definite, as well as Mohamed Abu Ghabal, who we considered likely. So those two are on the squad. And there's two other keepers that they've brought. Okay. One is Mohamed Sobhi. He's uncapped and just 22 years old. plays for Zamalek in Egypt. And the other goalie they got is Mahmoud Gad. Similar age, 23 years old. And he also currently plays in Egypt. So two other goalies coming, but most likely to fill a backup role, I would expect.
Right. And do you have any information on where they came from? Did they come kind of out of the blue, or were they on the bench?
Neither of them have a cap for the national team yet. So that, I guess as a keeper, they may have been involved on the bench. Looks like they both first appeared on the bench in 2021. So yeah, little bit out of the blue, I would say.
Yeah. Okay. Great. So bringing some new keepers in there. And let's move on to defenders. So we have no versatile defenders for Egypt, or I'm sure we do, but none of them kind of labeled as such. So in central defense, we have Mahmoud Hamdi. He's sometimes called El Wench, but to be honest, I've never actually heard him called El Wench, but it just seems to be that... that name is always associated with him, a nickname. He played 8 of their 10 games in 2021.
Yeah, he plays with Zamalek in Egypt. He's been with the team since 2018 and has 12 caps and just 26 years old. So, you know, relatively young for a defender.
Right. And he's just made his way into the squad here because he was on the roster but saw no action for both the 2018 World Cup and the 2019 African Cup. And yet in 2021, he seems to be firmly entrenched in the central defence. Moving on, we have a likely candidate in Ahmed Hegazi. I know that's a familiar name to you, Connor. He played 7 of their 9 games in 2021 and wasn't selected for the two others.
Yeah, he's quite a veteran of the team. 68 caps since 2011. And he had a bit of a spell in England with West Bromwich Albion from 2018 to 2021, though that did include a loan spell. And he's currently playing his football in Saudi Arabia with Al Ittihad.
That's right. And his first tournament was in 2017, where he was a starter. So started and finished all 6 of those games, and also named to the team of the tournament there. I do remember him from that tournament. He also started in the 2018 World Cup and in the 2019 African Cup, starting all games. So it looks like he's pretty much a starter here. Even though we have him as likely, I'd be surprised if he didn't appear. Next, on the possible end of the scale, or middle of the scale, is Mahmoud Allah. So he returned after a 12-month absence in November to play the last 2 of their remaining 4 games. He actually just earned 2 playing minutes there, but he was on the bench.
Yeah, he's 30 years old and has just 14 caps to his name and currently plays with Zamalek in Egypt.
Yeah, and we put him as possible because he was a starter in the African Cup 2019, although he disappeared from the team for a little while after that. And that's Mohamed Allah. And on the possible scale, we have Ahmed Yassin. Ahmed Yassin earned his first cap in November 2021 and played 1 of their remaining 2 games, but was on the bench for the other.
Yeah, a younger player, 24 years old. So, yeah, very recently part of the team. He currently plays with the National Bank of Egypt club in the Egyptian Premier League.
All right. And kind of on his way out is 34-year-old Ali Gaber. We have him as a possible but unlikely, partly because of his age, but he played 2 games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others, but he hadn't been selected for the last four, which is why they seem to be bringing in some new names there.
Yeah, another who, of course, plays in Egypt. He plays with the Pyramids Football Club, but you're right. Little bit older, so they seem to bring in a couple younger players now. But I do remember him from the World Cup, where he started and finished all three games.
Yeah, and also the 2017 African Cup, he did the same. But in fact, he wasn't on the squad in 2019. So he's been on his way out for a while, it seems. Okay, so that's it for central defence. Let's take a look and see who was actually selected.
So Mahmoud Elwench Hamdi was selected, as was Ahmed Hegazi, as well as Mahmoud Allah, who we had in the possible category. Ahmed Yassin only made the 30-man preliminary squad, or sorry, 40-player preliminary squad, but is not part of the final team. And then Ali Gabber, as we suspected, was not on the team.
Okay, that seems... Oh, I was just going to say that seems a little short on central defenders, but go ahead.
Yeah, and in fact, they're bringing one more who wasn't on our list. This is Mohamed Abdel Monem. Okay. So he seems new to the team, currently plays with Al Ahly and just 22 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he wasn't on our radar. It looks like he was part of that 2021 Arab Cup team there. So it looks like they were kind of short on central defenders. I'm putting Mahmoud Hamdi and Ahmed Hegazi as the starters there, and maybe Mahmoud Allah and Mohamed Abdel Monem as substitutes. But even with that addition, that still seems a little thin on central defence, don't you think, Connor?
Yeah, especially with the 28-man team, you know, you think you'd want some extra cover in that position. But that said, they may have other left and right backs who could potentially fill in if needed, or even a defensive midfielder. So.
Yeah,
I'm sure they'll have it covered.
True. All right. Well, on that note, let's go to left backs. And we have one likely candidate in Ayman Ashraf. He played four of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for three others. And the two games he was not selected for were their first two matches. So he seems likely. Ayman Ashraf.
Yeah, 22 caps he has since 2016. 30 years old, and he plays with Al Ahly in Egypt.
Right, and he was on the roster for the 2018 World Cup, but didn't actually get on the field. But he was a starter in 2019, so looks like he has worked his way into the team. At the possible level, we have Ahmed Aboul Al Foutou. And we consider him possible because he played four of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for two, but he wasn't on the bench for the last game, which is always kind of moves them down a rung.
Yeah, a younger player, 23, who has seven caps to his name already, and he plays for Zamalek in Egypt. And I, as the two candidates we've mentioned so far play for Al Ahly and Zamalek, these names are going to come up a lot. These are the two biggest clubs in Egypt. They win most of the titles. It's usually one of the two of them winning. So Al Ahly and Zamalek, you'll hear those names a lot because the national team is drawn considerably from those two clubs.
Yeah, I get the impression that Pyramids is becoming a bigger club. Do you know? Because I'm not sure, but I see their name popping up more. And more. I know they just changed their name to Pyramid a few years ago, but do you know anything about that?
I do know they're a newer team. While Al Ahly and Zamalek are kind of institutions in Egyptian football, Pyramids seem a newer team that are kind of now at the point where they're kind of challenging some of those established top clubs. So Yeah, I think they finished third, just having a look here. They finished third behind Zamalek and Al Ahly for each of the last three seasons. So they do seem to be at least getting close to the historical big two.
Yeah, they were known by another name at some point, but it looks like with the name change came an injection of funds, maybe to make them a more competitive team.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of pyramids, we have Mohamed Hamdi. He's also a possible candidate. Oh, I should say, by the way, Ahmed Abul Al-Futu was selected for the preliminary roster in 2019, but didn't actually make the squad. So, sorry. And Mohamed Hamdi returned after a two-year absence in September to play two, including the last one of their remaining five games. So that kind of bumps him up a rung on our likelihood scale.
Yeah, and as you alluded to, he plays for pyramids in Egypt.
Right. Okay, then we have just a few names. Abdallah Goma, a kind of a minor character. He appeared in one game in 2021. And Ahmed Ayman Mansour played the first of their nine games and was on the bench for the second and then disappeared. So we consider Abdallah Goma and Ahmed Ayman Mansour to be possible but not likely. And do you want to handle the one who seems to be off the squad?
Yeah, that's Karim Hafez. He last appeared for the national team on the bench in March 2019. So it's been a while since he's appeared for them.
Yeah, he was on the bench for the 2017 African Cup, but then the next two tournaments he wasn't selected. He was on the preliminary squad for the World Cup. Okay, that's our left back. So let's see which of those players made it.
The first two names we mentioned, Ayman Ashraf and Ahmed Abdul Al-Futu, are both on the squad. As is a third name who we didn't mention in our first pass, and that's Marwan Dawood, who first appeared in the 2021 Arab Cup. So a newcomer to the squad is their third left back.
Yeah, we suspected the Arab Cup would be something of a testing ground for teams, and players who maybe performed very well there would maybe make it over to the squad. So it seems like we have a few of those for Egypt, some other teams, not so many. We had Ayman Ashraf as a likely candidate, so I'm going to guess he's the starter. And Ahmed Abul Al-Futu, I am going to put as a substitute. Of course, we're never dead sure. Do you agree?
Yep, I would agree with that.
Okay, well, let's move on to right backs. And we have a real veteran here in Ahmed Fathi, who we consider likely. He returned actually from a two-year absence in October to play two of their four remaining games, and he was on the bench for two others. He was actually named captain for the last game too, so we have him as a likely candidate.
Yeah, he has an astonishing 136 caps for Egypt. In a career stretching back almost two decades. So he is 37, so that could be, I guess, perhaps one reason why he doesn't come. But as you mentioned, he was involved at the end of 2021, so that suggests that he is in the manager's plans.
Yeah, he was a sub, believe it or not, in the 2004 African Cup. And wow. From 2008 onwards, so that would be when they won their title, their last title, he was a starter. And all the way through, he has been a starter until 2019, where he didn't make the squad. So I wonder if he kind of retired and then came back to this cup.
Yeah, quite possible, given that two-year absence.
Yeah. Okay, that's Ahmed Fathi. And we move on to Bahar El-Mohammadi. Bahar El-Mohammadi had played four of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those and not selected for four others. including the last two. So it looks like Ahmed Fathi kind of took his position.
Yeah, he has 12 caps going back to 2018 when he made his first appearance, and he plays for Ismaili Club in Egypt.
Right, and he was in the 2019 African Cup, but appeared only in game three, so he was a sub in that cup. I'm kind of wondering who the starter was at the right-back position, but maybe we'll find out as we go here. Next is Akram Tawfik. Had his first cap in September and then played four of their five remaining games in 2021, although he was not selected for the last match.
Yeah, that could answer your question about who was playing right back. Could have been him, or I guess it was him for a few of those games. He's 24 years old and he plays his football with Al Ahly.
Right. Okay. And then we just have a couple of names. Mohamed Hani has kind of made an appearance, but it's not really integrated into the squad. So we'll just say more about him if he's selected. And Ahmed Tawfik, as opposed to Akram Tawfik, who we just talked about, Ahmed Tawfik, similarly, not really integrated into the squad. His name has just popped up. And actually, my question was actually who was the right back in the 2019 African Cup? And I think I found him, Ahmed Al-Mohammadi, although the 2019 African Cup was the last appearance that he made.
Yeah, familiar name to English football fans, having played with Sunderland, Hull and Aston Villa, where he still is. He has 92 caps, so a real veteran, but as you mentioned, not having appeared since the 2019 African Cup suggests that he is off the squad.
Yeah, he's 34 years old, so kind of aging. He was a captain in the 2019 African Cup and, of course, the starter, as I said. Before that, he was really involved in a lot of cups, but rarely as a starter. So it looks like Ahmed Fathi held the position for a long time. He finally got his chance in 2019, but by that time was a bit older, so no longer on the squad. So let's take a look and see who is there.
From the list we mentioned, only one has made it, and that was one of our possible candidates, Akram Tawfik. He was a player who had his first cap in September, but then played four of their five remaining games. So he seems to have come into the squad new and is potentially the starter. But kind of surprising given they do have a lot of options there. And then again, as we saw with left back, there's another name who wasn't on our radar, and that's Omar Kamal. He first appeared for Egypt in the Arab Cup that just passed, so perhaps another one who auditioned well and is now part of the national setup, the full team, I should say.
Yeah, wow, very interesting there. So two veterans gone from the team in Ahmed Fathi, who, judging by what we saw, it looks like he was making a bid to come back for this cup, but ultimately didn't. And Al Mohammadi, who is another big name, but not going to be there. Interesting things there, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, well, and I'm going to put Akram Tawfik as the starter because he seems the only candidate unless someone is playing out of position.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Great. Okay, let's move on to the midfield now, and we'll begin with defensive midfielders. And the first one is Amer El Sulaya. Amer El Sulaya played all nine of their games in 2021, so seems a definite candidate there.
Yeah, hard to argue with that. He's 32 years old, has 34 caps for the national team, and currently plays with Al Ahly in Egypt.
All right. Next one is Mohamed El Nemi. and we consider him likely. He played only four of their nine games, though, in 2021 and was on the bench for two others. He scored a goal in qualifying, but he wasn't selected for three games, Connor.
Yeah, still someone we expect to see. He plays for Arsenal, of course, in England, and has since 2016, having previously played with Basel, the same club kind of Mohamed Salah made his start.
Right, I didn't actually realize that he was loaned to Besiktas for one of his years with Arsenal. Did you know that yourself?
I wasn't aware it was Besiktas, but he has kind of been in and out of the team. He seems to be getting a bit more of a run in the team now, but he hasn't been a regular starter for Arsenal.
Yeah, well, he's a regular starter for Egypt with 83 caps there. And he joined his first tournament, even though he was with the team since 2011. His first tournament was 2017, but he was a starter in that tournament, at least until he got injured, and starter in the World Cup 2018 and the 2019 African Cup. So, as you say, we pretty much expect him to be there. All right, next is Ahmed, sorry, Tarek Hamed. Tarek Hamed is considered a possible candidate. He played six of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for one of those, but he moved down a rung because he was not selected for the last two matches.
Yeah, another veteran, 50 caps for Tarek Hamed, and he plays for Zamalek, where he's been for the last 7 seasons.
All right, and he was a starter in the last three tournaments, 2017, 18, and 19. But always a bit worrisome, I think, Connor, when you're not selected for the last couple of games before a tournament.
Yeah, I would agree. You definitely want to have that run in the team leading up to the tournament.
Yeah.
Bad time to get dropped.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. Last one we'll talk about here is Ali Ghazal. Ali Ghazal never fully made it onto the team, but he was a sub in 2019, but that was the last time he appeared. So he seems to be off the squad. Should we go over these or do central midfielders first?
Let's do the central midfielders. There's a bit of overlap, and then we'll have a look at who made it in that defensive and central position.
Okay, well, one player we consider definite, even though he's never played in a tournament, is Ahmed, sorry, Hamdi Fathi. Hamdi Fathi played eight of their nine games in 2021.
Yeah, he has 11 caps and 2 goals to his name since making his debut in 2019, and is one of those attached with Al Ali.
Right, sorry, I think my intonation suggested I was going to say more there. But actually, there's not a lot to say about him. Even though he's 27, he's fairly new to the squad, but seems to have integrated himself. Next candidate is at the possible level, and it is Imam Ashour. So he got his first cap in November and played one of their remaining two games. Always good when you play games just before the tournament begins, and he was on the bench for one.
Yeah, a newcomer to the team, 23 years old, and he plays with Zamalek.
Right, so he's considered a possible. Someone whose name has just popped up for the team, but we consider him possible but unlikely, is Mohamed Lanshin. Sorry, Mohamed Lashin. So we'll come back to him if he's selected. And also Nabil Imad, do you just want to say something quickly about him?
Yeah, he last appeared for the team in the 2019 African Cup, but doesn't have a lot of appearances for them, so doesn't seem to be part of the squad currently.
That's right. And he was just a sub in that African Cup too. So, yes, that completes central midfielders. So let's go back and see who was selected for defensive and central midfield.
Yeah, so there's two players we identified for the defensive midfielder position, and that's Amr El Sulaya and Mohamed El Neni. So the two we considered most probable for joining the team, they're both there. And then in terms of central midfielders, we have Hamdi Fathi and Imam Ashour. who will both be making their tournament debuts for Egypt, as well as Mohamed Lachine, who we mentioned briefly as possible but unlikely, but I guess we can go into a bit more detail given that he is on the final squad.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
So,
go ahead.
He made his first cap in September and played one of their remaining five games in 2021. Wasn't selected for the last four. So, a newcomer to the team, and he didn't really seem that well integrated into the team coming into the tournament, but he will be there.
Yeah, and no kind of big names kind of retiring. So I think it's a bit of a surprise that he made the squad. Going back to defensive midfielders, given Al-Sulayh's participation, I would guess he's a starter. And given that Mohamed Elneny is there, I would guess he's a starter, even though he wasn't for about half the games in 2021. Do you agree?
Yeah, I would. Hard to argue with Al-Sulayh's record of playing all nine games in 2021. And yeah, Mohamed Elneny, who was a starter in the 2018 World Cup and the 2019 African Cup, I think we'd probably expect to see him in a starting position.
Right, and in the central midfield, Hamdi Fathi is the same, playing eight of their nine games, so he looks like a starter. But the other ones, Imam Ashour and the unlikely Mohamed Lachine, I see probably as substitutes. I'm waiting for agreement or a big fight, a big argument.
I'll pick my battles because I agree with you.
Okay. Let's go on to the left midfield position, and we have Trezeguet, usually is known as just Trezeguet, but his name is actually Mahmoud Trezeguet. And he had played the first two of their games in 2021, but was injured for the next five of those, and not selected for the last three matches. So we have him at just the possible level here, but I know he's a big favorite among Egyptian fans.
Yeah, he plays with Aston Villa in England. He's been there for a couple seasons, and he has 48 caps and 7 goals for Egypt. So, a bit of injuries which have kept him out of the Aston Villa team as well. Not kind of playing regularly for club or country, but someone we still think will likely be part of the final squad.
Yeah, certainly this year he wasn't a regular, but he was in the last three tournaments. He was a starter in all of them, and as mentioned, he's very popular with the Egyptian fans. Another possible candidate is Mustafa Fathi. Mustafa Fathi returned after a four-year absence in March to play three of their remaining nine games, including the last one. He was also on the bench for four games.
Yes, he's 27 years old, has 14 caps to his name, and plays with Zamalek in Egypt.
All right, and he was not selected for any cup prior to this time, so... So two possible candidates, Trezeguet and Mustafa Fathi. I think Trezeguet far more the likely there. Let us know.
All right. So, yes, just one selected, and it is Trezeguet. Mustafa Fathi did make the preliminary squad, but wasn't selected for the final squad.
All right. So I guess he has returned to health. I think he did play in a couple of the recent games for... Aston Villa, if I recall correctly.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, over to right midfielders, and as a possible candidate, we have Omar Gaber. So Omar Gaber played three of the first four games in 2021, but was not selected for six others, including the last five. So I put him as a possible because we don't have any other candidates here, but he may well be... possible, but unlikely.
Yeah. He's another who went through Basel and Switzerland, a couple Egyptian players have, before moving to Los Angeles FC in the MLS. and now he's back in his native Egypt with Pyramids. He has 30 caps, having first made his appearance in 2011. So it's been around, but it's probably not quite as many caps as we would expect given that time. So perhaps not a regular for Egypt.
Yeah, and that's apparent in his tournament history too, because he's been at the last three tournaments, but always as a sub. So he only played one game in 2017 and 2019, and then no games in 2018. All right, and then just a name to mention as possible but unlikely is Hussein El Shahat. And he just played one of their nine games in 2021 and hasn't been involved with the team very much.
All right. Well, neither of those right midfielders were selected. Okay. We only considered Omar Gabber possible. So, yeah, neither part of the team. They do have a lot of central midfielders that they brought, and we'll also have a look at wingers shortly. We might be filling in there.
Yeah, I was just going to say the wingers might make up for it. But for left wingers, we only have candidates at the possible level. The first one is Ahmed Syed. And Ahmed Syed have played two of their nine games in 2021. Was on the bench for five others, but not selected for the last two matches.
Yeah, he has just seven caps to his name and plays with Zamalek in Egypt.
All right, and the other possible candidate is Ibrahim Adel. He got his first cap in August 2021, and played one of their remaining five games, but was on the bench for two others. Also, though, not selected for the last two matches.
And that one cap he made was his only appearance for the team. He plays for Pyramids. And he's just 20 years old. This tournament may come too soon for him, but he could be a name we see in the future.
Right. And we have one player who seems to be on the way out in Waleed Solomon. So Waleed Solomon last played in the 2019 African Cup, but that was only his only tournament, and he was just a sub there. So never fully made it onto the team and doesn't look like a candidate now. Let's take a look and see how we did.
All right. Well, our two possible candidates made it. That includes Ahmed Syed and Ibrahim Adel, who is just 20 years old. So apparently this tournament is not too soon for him. he will get an opportunity to play, which will be a good experience. Two kind of relative newcomers to the team.
Yeah, and because there's no one else in that position, they may start, but I'm going to put them down as substitutes because they're relative inexperience there. But let's move over to right wingers, and I think we have a definite candidate in a guy called Mohamed Salah.
Yeah, Mohamed Salah. 45 goals and 75 caps, so a goal-scoring record pretty much as impressive for the national team as it is for his clubs. He, of course, plays for Liverpool, previously for Roma and Chelsea and Basel, as we had mentioned. There would be no doubt that he will be there and starting for Egypt.
Yeah, that's right. Any guess when his first tournament was?
It looks like he made his first appearance in 2011, so possibly for that for the 2012 African Cup.
Surprisingly, not 2017 was his first African Cup. So, I think during that period, Egypt didn't make it to the African Cup three times in a row after their three wins.
Yeah, so 2017 then be the first time he got to shine. He's been a starter basically for all their tournaments.
And shine he did. 2017, he was named to the team of the tournament, and I don't think we need to describe his contributions to the team. But you will recall 2018, he didn't appear in game one. Do you remember why?
Yeah, because he had that injury to his shoulder from Sergio Ramos in the Champions League final. And yeah, it caused him to miss the first game, but really he didn't kind of seem at 100% in that entire World Cup, as brief as it was for Egypt.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, that's enough about him. We're sure he's going to be there as long as health doesn't get in the way or something like COVID. The next candidate is at the portable level, Ramadan Sobhi. He played four of their nine games in 2021, perhaps replacing Mohamed Salah, who actually didn't play in two of their games. So I would imagine Sobhi came in for at least those two. But only four of their nine games are not selected for five others, including the last two, which dropped him, in our opinion, down to the portable level.
Yeah, he's played with both Stoke and Huddersfield in the Premier League, but he's found his way back to Egypt and plays currently with Pyramids.
Yeah, perhaps because he's behind Salah, maybe their positions overlap. He's never, despite his 34 caps, never really made it on the team in tournaments. He was subbed in 2017 and in the 2018 World Cup, and he wasn't selected in 2019, so yet to make his mark in tournaments.
That's right.
All right, well, we will just mention Ahmed Samir as a possible but unlikely candidate. He actually returned after an eight-year absence to play one game in 2020-21. And Islam Gabber last appeared in March 2019. Not even sure why he's on the list, to be honest. So again, we'll detail those players if they happen to be chosen. But let's see if that Mohamed Salah guy made it.
Yeah, he did. He'll be an asset for them, no doubt. So yeah, Mohamed Salah, a definite starter as well. And then Ramadan Sobhi, who we had as possible, he's on the team as well. But if he's playing in Mohamed Salah's position, he probably won't see a load of pitch time.
Yeah, unless he plays out of position, because we do see a bit of a lack of players on the sides of the field. I'm going to put him down as a substitute.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him playing out of position there. All right, well, that completes the what we consider the midfield, because we put attacking midfielders in as forwards, and we're going to move on to that. And our first candidate is Abdallah El Saeed. So Abdallah El Saeed, we consider a likely candidate because he played six of their nine games in 2021. However, he wasn't selected for three, including the last one.
Yeah, he was a starter in the 2017 African Cup, 2018 World Cup, and African Cup 2019. So that could suggest he'll be a starter here. He has 56 caps and six goals. He's a bit older, though. He's 36 years old now. So that could affect potentially whether he'll be in the tournament. And he had played for Ali, but he currently plays with Pyramids.
Oh, he made the switch over. I'm sure the Al Ali fans didn't appreciate that. Okay. And then a possible candidate in Mohamed Magdi Kafsha. Mohamed Magdi Kafsha played six of their nine games, but that includes the first five, and he was on the bench for one, but not selected for two. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, he made the opposite switch. He went from Pyramids to Al Ahly.
Oh, okay.
Curiously, he has 13 caps and four goals in that time with the Egyptian national team.
All right, I'm 25 years old, but he has never been selected for a tournament, and he's kind of on the edge here. Let's do the secondary striker before we see if these players made it.
Sure.
So I give you Mohamed Farouk, a secondary striker, but we consider him possible but unlikely, and because he's not really a big name for the squad at 32, he has four caps. We won't go into detail there. So I think now we're ready to look and see which of these players made it.
Just one of the players did, and that is 36-year-old Abdallah El Said.
All right. It looks like Magdi Kafsha made it to the preliminary squad, but not the final squad. So yeah, a bit of a surprise there. 36 years old is pretty old, especially for his position.
Yeah, I agree with that. He has started the last three tournaments, as you mentioned, but yeah. Perhaps a little bit more in question whether he'll start this time around.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I'll put him as a maybe, although he did start six of their nine games, so they are using him. But let's move on to forwards then. And we have Mohamed Mustafa as one of our first two likely candidates. And Mohamed Mustafa played five of their nine games in 2021 and was on the bench for two.
Yeah, he plays with Zamalek in Egypt. He's just 24 years old, has nine caps and two goals in his short Egyptian career so far.
Right, and has never been selected for a tournament. The other candidate who's considered likely is Mohamed Sharif. Mohamed Sharif played seven of their nine games and was not selected for two others. And he scored two of their 10 goals in qualifying. That made him their second top scorer. So I'm just going to move him ahead of Mohamed Mustafi here because he seems slightly more likely.
Yeah, and a slightly better goal scoring record at four goals in eight games. Another young striker, 25 years old. He currently plays with Al Ahly.
Right. Okay, and we have a couple, actually several possible candidates. Of course, the forward position uses a lot of substitutes. So we begin with Marwin Hamdi, who returned after a 2 year absence in November to play the last two of their remaining games.
Well, good can be a good sign to be drafted in right at the end. He's relatively new to the team, three caps, hasn't scored yet, and is a teammate of Mustafa Mohamed at Zamalek.
Right, okay. And the next one is Ahmed Hassan Makoub. Ahmed Hassan Makoub played one of their nine games in 2021, but he was injured for two and on the bench for three others.
Yeah, he's one of the few players who plays outside of Egypt. He plays with Olympiakos in Greece. And yeah, since making his debut in 2013, he has 27 caps and five goals for Egypt.
Right, yeah, Egypt is one of those countries like Mexico with a good domestic scene, so they don't seem to feel a need to move outside that much. Ahmed Hassan Makoub was subbed into the 2017 African Cup and the 2019, but he didn't make the final cut. He made the preliminary squad for the 2018 World Cup, but didn't make the final cut. The third of our four possible candidates is Omar Marmoush, and he earned his first cap in October and went on to play two of their remaining four games. But he was injured for two of those, but I've heard he's recovered as of December.
Yeah, he's a 22-year-old who plays with Wolfsburg in Germany, loaned to Stuttgart, though, at the start of this season.
Okay, I think we had just said about the healthy domestic thing, and then we get him. Okay, finally, Ahmed Yasser Rayan, actually. And he had his first cap in March and played three of their remaining eight games, including the last two.
Yeah, good sign for a 23-year-old who currently plays with Al Ahly in Egypt.
All right, and then we'll just mention a couple of names in the possible but unlikely category. two players who really haven't made inroads into the squad. So we'll just mention them by name. And that's Hossam Hassan and Salah Mohsen. So we'll come back to them if they made it. And then a couple of kind of more experienced players who seem to be on the way out. Mahmoud Karaba. Mahmoud Karaba was a sub in 2017-2018 tournaments, but not selected for 2019. He did appear after that, though, in November 2019, but that was the last appearance he made. And maybe you can handle Amir Warda.
Yeah, so Amir Warda, he last appeared for the national team at the 2019 African Cup, but hasn't been involved since. And actually, the same goes for the other two names, Marwan Mohsen and Ahmed Ali Kamal, both last appearing in the 2019 African Cup.
Right, and I'll just say of Amir Warda, he was basically just a sub in the tournaments he played in, as opposed to Marwan Mohsen, who was a starter in the three tournaments prior to this one. Ahmed Ali Kamal was a sub in the 2019 African Cup, so not as experienced as the other two. But that's quite a few names, though, to be losing. And we'll see who has made the squad.
Well, both of our likely candidates did. That's Mostafa Mohamed and Mohamed Sharif. Okay. This will be the first major tournament for both of those players. And then out of our four possible names, two made it and two only got as far as a preliminary squad. So Marwan Hamdi and Omar Marmoush, they both made the team. But it was only the preliminary squad for Ahmed Hassan Magoub and for Ahmed Yasser Rayan.
Right, and all the other names you introduced, none of them even made the preliminary squad. So just going back quickly on these players, Connor, do you see a definite starter among those?
Perhaps not a definite starter, but I would say Mohamed Sharif, perhaps the likeliest. He played 7 of their 9 games. He scored two of their 10 goals in qualifying and will perhaps be the player they're relying on.
All right. I agree with that. I would put Mostafa Mohamed as a kind of a maybe there. And I'm interested in this Omar Marmoush, although he's pretty young, playing for those bigger German clubs, may come in as a sub during this tournament, but I think has the potential to make a mark for himself here.
Yeah, I agree. Not that, you know, Egyptian players need to leave Egypt, as we've said, because they have a very strong domestic league, but being a young player playing in Germany, you know, perhaps a bit of promise already being shown.
All right, and that brings us to the end of our review, so we're just going to go back and kind of mention the players that we think are likely to start. And of course, manager Carlos Queiroz will be there. And do you want to take it away, Connor?
Sure. So in goal, likely to be Mohamed El Shenawy. For defenders, we see a central defensive pairing of Mahmoud El Wench Hamdi and Ahmed Hegazi. And then in the fullback position, we have Ayman Ashraf at left back. And then in the right back position, we see Akram Tawfiq.
Okay, and for midfielders, we have actually several who seem like starters. So Amr El Sulaye and Mohamed El Neni as defensive midfielders, and Hamid Fathi as a central midfield starter. And let's go to the left and right side, Connor.
So on the left, we have Trezeguet. And then on the right, there's no doubt it's going to be Mohamed Salah. And then for forwards, we've identified Mohamed Sharif.
Yeah, a little difficult there. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I was just going to add, we had Abdallah El Said and Mustafa Mohammed as kind of possible starters there.
Well, we have narrowed it down to 11, to 11 possible starters. So we'll see if that's the 11 that does turn out in their first game.
Oh, did we get down to 11?
We did.
Right, usually it's 13 or 14, but there we have it. And who knows if we're going to be right. I'll be happy if we are, but there's always changes afoot. And that brings us to the end. Connor, do you want to tell a little bit about the podcast?
Yeah, so our podcast, International Soccer Preview, can be found on our website, which is soccerfiles.captivate.fm. You can also find us by searching Soccer Files Canada and finding us that way. And if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, you can email us at soccerfiles. Again, that's soccerfiles with a PH at gmail.com.
All right. And thanks for listening, audience. And thanks for joining me in this presentation, Connor. And we will see you next time.
We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.